Episode 102.
Absolutely. It is a jewel. And for people in our industry who know high school students or have maybe children of their own that are heading to college, if they have an interest in cars or this, you know, the aftermarket, any portion of the aftermarket, send them our way. Because the more students that we fill in those seats, the more I can fill the industry's jobs.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results. Hello, aftermarketers throughout North America and around the world. Carm Capriotto here, and thank you for listening and downloading this show from Remarkable Results Radio and iTunes or even Stitcher Radio, and for following our insider email announcing each new guest episode. Welcome to episode 102 with Donna Wagner. This episode is brought to you by Federal Mogul Motor Parts. Search for parts, get the latest technical updates, and sign up for their new Garage Rewards loyalty program at their all-new website, fmmotorparts.com. Hey, to be on the inside, become an insider and subscribe at remarkableresults.biz/insider. Now, warning, you are about to learn about an industry jewel that shines bright and is deserving of your attention. Now, joining me is Donna Wagner, chair of the Aftermarket Management Program and professor at Northwood University. She teaches courses specific to the automotive and heavy-duty parts and accessories market. Courses include product marketing, global issues, sales, supply chain, and business planning. This bachelor's degree program in aftermarket management is the only one of its kind in the U.S. Students learn the aftermarket in this all-business university at Northwood that is known for specialty programs like the aftermarket degree program and the automotive dealership program. Donna has an impressive resume, and you can see it on the show notes page at Remarkable Results Radio. So why listen? Did you know that you can take this degree program online and learn how you can help Donna Wagner fill positions in the industry and help place graduates and learn how real world the special senior class projects are getting? Now, Donna goes on to talk about good paying jobs, the MBA program, how Northwood is connected to business, and why it is so important to drive our young people to Northwood for their aftermarket management degree. Enjoy. Here we go. Nice to be with Donna Wagner, chair of the Aftermarket Management Degree Program at Northwood University. Donna, are you ready to go on point?
I am ready.
All right. So, I'm so glad we got you on. And in fact, I had dinner with you in Orlando last week at the Women's Board winter meeting.
Yes, it was a surprise to see you there. A pleasant surprise at that. And
we never hooked up, and here it is just a week before I'm going to interview you. We ended up meeting in person, and it was great. And we didn't have a purposeful dinner together, but it was a buffet, and there was a chair next to you. I sat down. Bam! Great meeting, by the way.
Yeah, it was excellent. There was so many really smart women at that meeting from all segments of the industry. So it's been a pleasure to see what this group has grown into. And I don't know if you're aware, but we started, it was actually when I was at the Car Care Council that we started the Women's Board. And so it's really grown from committees and working on very specific projects to this really great conference and information sharing.
That's great. And I hope to continue to support that in any way that I can. So Northwood University, what a great institution for the aftermarket. You have a very important job. And I guarantee you that so many of our listeners don't really know enough about Northwood University. You know, as the chair of the aftermarket degree program, and that's a bachelor's program, right?
Correct. Students earn a bachelor's of business administration, but with the aftermarket degree, they learn an industry.
So what are you focused on as the chair?
I have a couple of focuses. First of all, I teach the aftermarket courses. And so my primary job is to make sure that those students coming through the program learn the aftermarket industry from channels of distribution to terminology. We use the trade press articles a lot in there just to stay current. And of course, we use a lot of the research that comes from the industry to stay current and to give the students an idea of what's going on in this industry, help them identify trends, and figure out what's going to happen next.
Excellent. How are you getting your students?
Well, Northwood University has recruiters that go into the high schools and into students' homes to help educate students and parents about the programs that Northwood has. Northwood is all business. So our students earn business degrees, and we're known for specialty programs like the aftermarket management program. And so we have recruiters that, again, work with the students to let them know about this about the programs that Northwood has. But they also look for students that are interested in cars or maybe are working on their own cars or just have a passion for racing or a passion just for learning more. And so that's when the aftermarket degree really kicks in and they can talk about what our industry offers. So while we also have our, recruiters or admissions reps, we also have one person specifically focused on the automotive programs. So he goes out and he recruits for the aftermarket and the dealership program. And that's where we get into some very specific schools that offer automotive programs and can, again, focus in on those programs.
How many people really know what the automotive aftermarket is when you're out recruiting?
Well, we have a branding issue with the name of our program. And while the industry has gone to the auto care industry, we have reluctantly not changed that yet because we're business. And sometimes when you say auto care, they think more service that we're going to be teaching them the technical side of the business. And so it's just really a matter of showing them the students, prospective students and parents, in essence, the right images and describing them to them what the career opportunities are.
When I think of the automotive aftermarket, it is a huge, huge industry in America. And there's so many great, fabulous companies with just great leaders. What kind of support do you get from the industry?
I have excellent support from the industry. It's amazing what these companies are doing for the students to ensure that they move from this program into the aftermarket and into careers.
You mean like interns?
Yeah. We just had a career fair, and we probably had a dozen aftermarket companies there talking to students about their internship programs and careers. In addition, we have the associations like the Heavy Duty Manufacturers Association, who sponsored, with the help of their member companies, sponsored 20 students, all expenses paid, to go to the Heavy Duty Aftermarket Week in January.
Excellent.
And it's the best way to teach students about the opportunities and to develop those relationships with the students, between the students and the companies. And the students turn into the best promoters of our industry after going to events like that.
Have you followed any of their career paths?
I have some. So I've been in this role for 2 years.
Okay. By the way, where did you come from before that?
I was previously with Tenneco.
Okay.
And prior to that, I was with Wells Manufacturing. So I've had a number of various roles throughout the industry, which really set me up perfectly for this job because I have touched literally every segment of the industry. So my early days were with the Car Care Council. I started as program manager, worked my way up to president until it rolled into the Auto Care Association.
Right, right. Well, great. So you've got a lot of great background in the program. Here's great news. There's a new brake pad on the market that can stop a pickup SUV or CUV up to 50 feet sooner than other leading pads. And on top of that, it lasts up to twice as long as previous designs. Sound too good to be true? Well, Wagner Brake did it. They designed their new Wagner OEX brake pads that stopped up to 50 feet sooner than other leading brake pads. To prove it, they got Link Engineering, pretty much the industry standard on brake performance testing, and they got their proof. But Wagner needed more convincing. They asked 400 top technicians to put Wagner OEX pads to the test, where it matters most, in their shops and on their customers' vehicles. 99% said they saw a noticeable difference in the new brakes, and 95% said they'd likely recommend them to other service professionals for their customers. Now, soon you can get Wagner OEX brake pads in your shop. They'll be available nationwide with coverage for 95% of U.S. pickups, SUVs, and CUVs. Get the full story. Learn about the science behind Wagner OEX and check coverage. Go to WagnerBrake.com. So, retention and career paths. What should we know about that?
Well, it's been interesting that the industry through the Auto Care Association is talking about career paths and developing some suggested career paths for companies to follow so that they can better recruit people into their companies and into the industry. And that became very apparent at the career fair this past week, that there are some companies that have great paying jobs, but they don't sound very sexy. You look at that and they have huge opportunities making really big bucks, but they need to really outline, hey, here's where you start and here's a salary range and here's where you go next. And then here's the next step. And I think by providing those career paths and potential salaries, and I know there's a lot of variance in there, it gives students and people interested in getting a really good career, it attracts them to these companies so that they understand the longevity of what they might be able to do with that company and in our industry.
Great. I'm interested. I'm a young person in my middle 20s. I didn't get a chance to go to college. This is really interesting. Can some of the things that I've done inside the industry give me credit toward my degree?
Absolutely. So the aftermarket management degree, you can learn, you can earn it in the classroom on our traditional college campus. You can earn that degree online.
Really?
And we also have satellite offices.
So you have an online program?
We absolutely do. And those years of experience will work life credit you out of some of the courses.
Is this like an MBA program, or do you have an additional degree program on top of the four-year bachelor?
The aftermarket management degree is a four-year bachelor's of business administration degree.
All right.
And then we have an MBA program, but we also have the motor vehicle MBA program. And so it uses case studies from the industry to focus students' attention on that knowledge. So we're using real aftermarket experiences and automotive experiences to really reinforce the materials they're learning through that MBA program. The program is mostly online, but you spend some time in the classroom as well.
Got it. You know, there's been so much talk about millennials and recruiting them into our industry, and you mentioned branding earlier. When you get a chance to go out and talk to students, what do you tell them about the industry and their opportunities?
Well, first of all, one of my biggest selling points is I always say I have more jobs than students, and which is absolutely true. But when it comes to the opportunities for them to work, I just relate it to any discipline you can think of in a business, we have. And the really cool thing about our industry is we keep cars on the road, we make them look better, and we make them perform better. And where typically I follow the automotive marketing, which is the car dealer program presentation, they talk about how car sales have just rebounded. I talk to them about how we saw the blip like everybody else in the recession, and we hockey sticked, and we've been strong and growing ever since the recession, and that this is a very solid, profitable business to be in.
Tell me the typical student profile.
Well, it's interesting. I have students that are definitely gearheads. They like working on cars. They love performance. They do anything for parts. But I also have students that heard about this program and know they can get a great job. And so they're learning about the industry and they're creating, which creates a passion. So they're developing their passion as they learn about the industry, and they're having a lot of fun. And you can relate it to a lot of the people in our industry. The AASA research shows that I think it's like 50% of the people took a job in this industry because there was one available. They didn't search it out. And the cool thing about this program is these students have searched out this industry, mm-hmm. and they want to work in this industry.
Tell me a typical day as the not only chair, but as the professor of the students.
Okay.
You were laughing there for a moment. Is it because you're, you know, you pull your hair out?
I am a very busy person.
Okay.
The nice thing about teaching college courses is there is a portion of your week that is set in stone. So I teach on Monday, Wednesday, I teach three different classes. Mm-hmm. And on Tuesday and Thursday, I teach two other classes. And so students have classes 2 days a week. And in between there, I'm responding to companies who are asking for student interns, or do I know somebody that can fill this position? I'm reaching out to the industry to bring speakers into the classroom to share information. I just had a few speakers in from KYB, NGK, Motivicity. So I have a steady stream of companies coming in to share their knowledge with the industry. And I'm also setting up appointments with different industry groups to talk about this program. One of the key things about this program is while Northwood University is doing a great job of recruiting for the aftermarket management, our numbers are up about 60% in the last 2 years. One of the key things we need is our industry needs to promote itself to bring students into this program, because to fill all their open positions, I need help getting
what you're saying
fill
is,
the seats.
What you're saying is this is a jewel within the industry, and there needs to be more participation in it?
Absolutely. It is a jewel. And for people in our industry who know high school students or have maybe children of their own that are heading to college, if they have an interest in cars or this, you know, the aftermarket, any portion of the aftermarket, send them our way. Because the more students that we fill in those seats, the more I can fill the industry's jobs.
I believe you would agree that being a top tech is hard work. Keeping up is a full-time gig, considering vehicle technology, repair procedures, and diagnostics. It's refreshing to know that Federal Mogul Motor Parts' Garage Guru is there for you. It's been designed by and for technicians, the best in the industry. And did you know there's no other comprehensive program like this anywhere? A big part of the program is the nationwide network of Guru's on-site training and technology centers. And there, you get your hands dirty with the equipment and tools you use every day in real work-related situations. And if these great training programs aren't enough, you've got the Guru's On Demand app for quick, accurate assistance and information. And when the phone is just perfect, there's the ASE-certified bilingual Guru's On Call there to help. And this year, you get free stuff from the Garage Rewards loyalty program. You earn points towards gear from your favorite Federal Mogul Motor Parts' brand. And what is really great, it costs nothing to join, and you'll start earning points immediately. Head on over to fmgarageGurus.com and learn all about Garage Guru's training, support, and get in on the rewards. Okay, tough question now. I own a business, and it could be a service center. It could be a distribution company. And I have a 16 or 17-year-old son or daughter in the business. Well, they're kind of hanging out during the summers, and they're thinking of college. would I really be thinking of Northwood, or would I want them to go to Harvard or Yale or to be a doctor or a lawyer? Is there a gap, a perception gap of having my child join this industry? Do you find issues like that?
Well, it's interesting. Some people are sending their children to Northwood so that they can get the degree. Absolutely, there are students whose parents work in our industry. So I don't know that there's a complete gap. But at the same time, what I hear from other parents is their children want to do something because it's their passion. But they don't look to see what kind of jobs they can get. And so while social work sounds absolutely fabulous, and it's a, you know, upstanding, worthy thing to do, the jobs that they get may not be able to pay their tuition bills.
Yeah. Don't a lot of car dealer families send their children to Northwood?
They absolutely do. That's the biggest source of students for that particular program.
And my point in asking you that question just a moment ago was there seems to be a rally cry from the dealer network, but not a big enough rally cry from the distribution side of our great industry.
Yeah, we need more people in our industry sending their children to either Northwood University to get a business degree or to schools like University of Northwestern Ohio or Lincoln Tech to get their technical degree.
Right.
There's a need for all of that. And the more our industry supports itself, you know, the better we're going to be able to, you know, further our industry.
You know, when you think about the autonomous car and all the high tech and the podcasts that I've done on technical training, and the eye-opening world of tech around us and how fast it's moving, you know that business, leadership, distribution, there's so much moving on that side. It's never going to be the same. Technology is going to be a huge element in how we do business in the future. That, and especially in the on the aftermarket side, I almost sense and feel if you can improve a branding piece that you were talking about, Northwood's got to become a hot commodity in the future, especially on the aftermarket side.
Absolutely. You know, this industry has so many opportunities, and Northwood University is really well connected with business. And so through my years of experience, I've reached out to companies and organizations, and that network has just grown. The people that have graduated from Northwood, you know, our alums are great recruiters for the university, for the industry. They reach out and they hire our students.
So your alums are very active in getting people inside. That's great. I mean, do you have any kind of organizations, alumni organizations?
We do have an alumni organization. I'll be honest, I haven't participated in it. I'm not an alum myself.
Okay.
But I can tell you, it seems that the aftermarket group, they all know each other. And in fact, we had a recent grad come into the classroom and he says, look around the room. These are the people you're going to see for the rest of your career.
Ah, you know what? How true that is. Yeah. You know, you go to, you know, I've been to 2010, which was the precursor of Leadership 2.0. And I continue to have friends from many years ago in the industry. Once you're connected, you're saying you're connected, and that's so true.
It is very true. There's people I've known my entire career. In fact, Brian Cruikshank, who you've interviewed previously, I've known him my entire career, and we're now, in essence, coworkers because he runs the university aftermarket.
Yeah, and you guys are connected in some way. Some way. What way is that, by the way? He's doing the University of the Aftermarket. That is connected with Northwood?
It is. The University of the Aftermarket was created by the industry's associations, and Northwood was asked to take it over because of our educational resources.
Got it.
And so, you know, we have the instructors, we have the online system so that if someone wants to take an online course through the University Aftermarket, they can very easily do that.
Yeah, and that's such a great program that's going on, and being able to use the resources from Northwood. What's new in any curriculum that you may have, some new classes that you may have put out recently to keep building value in the program?
Well, one of the most important pieces in our industry is category management.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Yeah, so I just launched the course, and it's going well. I'm working with the Category Management Association to make sure that it fits their recommendations for a curriculum. And the overall curriculum is three courses to really prepare students to become certified as category managers. And so I'm working with the association to make sure that our curriculum meets their qualifications. And I have at least one more course to add to really complete that. But we've started, and the students seem to be enjoying it. They're learning about the steps of category management, and we have a great project that I worked with industry to get some cleansed data so that we can actually run numbers, and they will figure out how to best manage this category that they've been given data for.
Man, is that an important piece today? If you want the right product, the right time, and the right place for the right person,
yes.
All the rights, I get it. Wow. So I'm a student. What kind of fun projects can I look forward to? Can I be part of a case study at all?
You know, the senior class is always charged with writing a business plan for a parts store. And they have to do all the research and go out and find all the information for it. I have been blessed in the last 2 years that companies have approached me and have asked us to do product launches for products that are brand new to the industry.
Real, live, honest to God, nothing made up, real stuff.
Real stuff.
Wow.
It puts a totally different spin on the learning curve.
I know you can't share, but can you tell us some great outcomes and how it worked? And did the company accept their stuff and really put it out?
They did. The project we did last year, the marketing plan was excellent. These students knew the market inside and out.
They nailed it, huh?
They nailed it. And it was funny, and they struggled all the way through the project. I'll be honest, they struggled. But as each piece, you know, we completed each piece and presented to the client, at the very end, it was like these light bulbs went on all over the place. It was like, oh, we get it now. We totally get it. And the client was great because he understood this was their first rodeo. And the first time you do something is absolutely the hardest. But the client asked great questions, the students asked great questions, and they delivered great content. It was the hurdle of getting over, there is no right answer to this. And so that was the biggest learning lesson, is you present the best ideas that you can based on what you've learned through research. And at the end of the day, the market will tell you if you've done a good job.
You know, it's great to have those aha moments, as I call them. And they stick with you for your whole life, don't they?
They do.
So Donna Wagner, been in the industry a long time. Great job. Chair of the Aftermarket Management Degree Program at Northwood University. And I guess the industry is so thankful to have you. How do you get recharged? Where do you find your energy? What's your escape?
Wow. Midland, Michigan is a great town. And for the first time in my adult life, I'm living in town again. And so I love being near people. I'm pretty social. And so what I found is we have an excellent center. It's the Midland Center for the Arts.
Okay.
And so I volunteer over there.
Oh, great.
And it gives me my kind of artsy outlet. I help usher for different shows. And I've made a great group of friends over there. And I also work out. So I found a great workout place.
Well-rounded person doing a lot of great things for our industry. So, Donna Wagner, thanks so much for hanging out with us. Can you give us, share with us some great, you know, words to live by?
you know, one of the biggest compliments my dad ever gave me was he said I was always up for the challenge. And so I would say always be up for the challenge.
Great. Wow. You can't think much harder about that. Well, I wish you so much luck. If there's anything the podcast can do for your program at Northwood, please don't be bashful.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Donna. Hey, guys and gals, thank you so much for listening. Now find additional show notes, Donna Wagner's resume, and links to Northwood on the show's episodes page on Remarkable Results Radio. And that's also the place where you can subscribe to be an insider and get the pulse on every new episode release and some nice backstory on our guest. I really do appreciate your engagement with the podcast and would ask that you help spread the word. Uniting our industry for continual improvements is a goal, and I'm grateful for your support. Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.